years or maybe just over the minutes. We're glad you're tuned in. Vox Lumina is here today, and you will learn more about Vox Lumina throughout the coming hour. Thanks for being here, by the way. And here now is Vox Lumina.
Water down, take me to my grave. Water down, river, she cries. Like a moonlit sky, like a butterfly. Crying, crying for time. Got to let it go, let it burn like fire. Let it be your light. Got to let it go, let it burn like fire. Let it be your light. Be your light. Be your There is a circle before the time. There is a circle beyond the mind. There is a circle that holds the sea. There is a circle, infinity. Infinity. There is a river between us. There is a river. We all must cross. I am a refugee, asking why. I am a refugee, caught up in the circle. Flowing in the circle. Water down, take me to my grave. Water down, river, she cries. Like a moonlit sky, like a butterfly. Crying, crying for time. Got to let it go, let it burn like fire. Let it be your light. Got to let it go, let it burn like fire. Your life.
Vox Lumina at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me about that song and a little bit about the two of you.
Great. Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having us in the studio. It's me, Vox Lumina, and my friend Eric Lawrence on the alto flute, that beautiful instrument that you heard during that song called Watered Down. And Watered Down is a song in what is called the Song of Light. It's a musical, mythical mystery that is unfolding before our very eyes. It's nine songs that tell a creation story of the land of Orga, which is where I come from, Vox Lumina, the queen of Orga.
And that's for organic?
Yeah.
Looking at the album that you have, which is called Song of Light, and Vox Lumina is Person of Light or People of Light. How new is the CD?
It just came out this past year, 2012, right? So it's brand spanking new.
And is that song on the CD? I don't think it is, or is it?
It is. It should be, let's see.
It's. I didn't see the title here,
yeah,
but it might.
If you look on the one side, no, it's still on the back.
Yeah.
I think it's River.
River Dreams, River Sings.
River Dreams, right? Okay. See on the other side how it goes down.
Oh,
down,
yeah,
down.
Yeah. I see that.
And okay. Then it's Watered Down, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, River Dreams.
River Dreams. So the song has two titles or two?
It does have two titles. Each of the songs in the Song of Light, Song of Light is a creation story. It's the story of the original ones, sky, earth, sun, moon, and river, and how they dreamed themselves to be, how they dreamed themselves to life. And in Orga, right, in the natural world, things come into manifestation or come into form through a process called dream singing, right? First we dream things, and then we sing them. And so Song of Light is the dream song of the oneness, of the all. And through this dream singing, things like sky, earth, sun, moon, and river have come to be.
So I immediately think of First Nations or Native Americans when I'm listening, especially with the alto flute, but you have a lovely voice too.
And
is there any influence there?
Well, yes, we are all indigenous people. We are all people that belong to a particular place and have a home somewhere. And although I am not an official tribal member of one of the 482 officially recognized tribes in the United States, I consider myself very much to be of this earth, and I am a lover of this earth and all the creatures and the aspects of the natural world. And this is the song of my people. This is the song of the creation that I see and that I share, hopefully to inspire others, you know, to relate with the natural world in a new way, in a way that is similar to, you know, the teachings that we do get from the, you know, indigenous tribes, to honor, you know, Father Sky and Mother Earth, and to treat these aspects of the natural world with respect.
Vox Lumina is who you're hearing, and I would call this a concept album, the album called Song of Light, that you would want to listen to probably in its entirety, and also immerse yourself in the metaphor within it and the reality of it as well. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do just a little teaser, if we can, of the very beginning of the Song of Light. And and it goes into, you know, it starts with some narration. I'd like to say that Eric's role is as Sky, right? Each of, in the Song of Light, each instrument represents a particular character, much like Peter and the Wolf, if you will, you know, another story that uses da 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 da, and you know, oh, the wolf's coming, right? So when you hear the alto flute, you know that that's Sky speaking, right? And so he's supportive of the narration and the story that I'm telling. But also, I encourage you to close your eyes and really listen to what Sky is saying and imagine, you know, this the story unfolding. Right. So here we go. In the beginning, there was everything, the past, the present, the future, all possibilities. They were all together. They were all one. And eventually, after a very long time, this oneness became tired of itself and fell asleep. And in this way, the great dreaming began. In the dream, there is always something called sky. Sky is infinitely deep and infinitely wide. Blue in every way, everywhere, all the time. But eventually, after a very long time, Sky becomes bored with his all-oneness, and he finds himself experiencing aloneness, and he falls asleep. Now, Sky's dream is always the same. Sky dreams of an other, a we, something besides his utter all-oneness, something different than himself. I am alone always with the all-oneness. I am alone always with the all-oneness. But the dream is free, and everybody gets to see just what they want to see and be what they want to be. In the oneness, mm-hmm. In the oneness, mm-hmm. We are the circle land, we're spinning round, and we can't remember what we haven't found. We are falling down. Mm-hmm. I am alone always with all one day. I am alone always with the all one day. Here's the key.
Fox Lumina at the Saturday Light Brigade live. It's now 23 minutes before noon on October 27th. Thank you for tuning in today. And simple flute and guitar. I notice on the album, Eric, you play sax on a couple tracks. And that's got to sound really terrific. And then also resonator guitar and a baritone guitar, which
that's not Eric, that's our friend
Goose. Oh yeah, I was gonna say,
but yeah, there's much more instrumentation on the album than we could bring into the studio.
And I have to ask you about the punch bowl. Is that part of Tell me Do I have that right?
The punch bowl, I love it.
Well, the crystal bowl.
Right, right. It does look like a giant punch
bowl.
Well,
I'm just, if I visualize it, I was told you play a crystal bowl that's about 16 inches or so in diameter.
Yes.
So it sounds like a punch bowl. how do you play it? Is it played by making circular motions along the rim?
There's a nice, there's a variety of different mallets, just like you would have mallets for a gong.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I prefer is, you know, kind of soft. It's like a giant eraser.
Mm-hmm.
And you just the thing about the crystal bowl is that it's about 99.6% quartz crystals. So it's very resonant. You just have to tap it with a mallet and it makes a really big sound.
Do you have
sound.
To prime it first?
Yeah, you do prime it, and then you get it going, and that thing is, it's exquisite, the sound that makes. It's
gorgeous. What I mentioned to Vox Lumina is if you've ever tried to play a gong, it's not as easy as it looks. It's not just taking a mallet and striking the gong. You have to hit it a few times lightly first to kind of get the frequencies set up or the vibration set up.
Right.
That's got to sound really interesting. And also on the CD, it's just a neat combination of instruments, ukulele and mandolin, mm-hmm. and some other percussion too. Are you playing out at all doing this? You'd need the right setting to do it, which I think would be outdoors.
We've done shows in theaters. We've done some shows in New York of the whole dream telling of the Song of Light, which is start to finish, the whole nine song kind of unfolding from sky to river. And that, it's ideally, yes, outdoors where you can look around. The first performance of this was actually in Pittsburgh at the – right down here on the north side, right – I think it was under the 10th Street – well, one of the bridges, there's a nice little amphitheater there along the river trail, and it was a performance there in 1998.
Wow.
A while ago.
Yeah.
So this piece has been emerging, and presented at different times. But the good news is I finally got into the studio and was able to, record it. And so next phase is to get out and find, performance venues, festivals, opportunities. And really share the Song of Light with others because it's a beautiful piece. But we also play, just the music, without the whole production.
Mm-hmm.
And, I recently moved back to Pittsburgh, which is wonderful. And so I'm settling back into the
music scene. Yeah, I was curious about that
because
I noticed that it looks like the album was largely recorded in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How have children reacted to your music?
I think, there's a beautiful understanding, particularly with the story. I mean, I think children respond to music, in their own authentic ways, and one can't necessarily predict that, but it's always delightful. But I think it's what really, as you said, this is a concept album, and the resonance of the story, it's a very simple story, and but the combination of the elements, when sky dreams earth, and then earth manifests into form, and then earth and sky together, they dream sun, right? And that's where you get the saxophone coming in. Saxophone is the jubilation of the birth of sun, and then, the story just really unfolds. Earth kind of goes off on her own journey and has a dream singing about moon. And then earth and sky come together again and generate the being that's river, the liquid light. And I'm a river lover, having grown up here in Pittsburgh and been blessed to be surrounded by such beauty and inspiration. And that's truly where this work comes from, is seeing, you know, years ago, when I was a child here in Pittsburgh, you know, the rivers were in a much different state. You know, the effects of our industrial past were really taking a toll on our rivers, and people weren't really paying much attention to them. And really, you know, almost 20 years ago, the seed of this work began to grow in me of, well, how can I get people to, you know, see and see the rivers differently, see how beautiful they really are. And that's where this comes from, that river is, you know, a child of these incredible beings of earth and sky, and really a divine essence in its own, you know, and we should treat her as such and, you know, swim and enjoy.
Fox Lumina is who and what you are listening to right now. We probably have time, I think, for two more songs. What segment would you like to do next?
Well, speaking of rivers, let's do all rivers. Okay. This is a segment in the story where... hold on 1 second.
I'll take your time and...
Okay, so in the Song of Light, as I said, Earth kind of has her own inward journey in which she discovers within herself a light, which is moon. And so there are songs that describe that experience. But after that, in the Song of Light, we reconnect with sun, and this is kind of where it picks up. Sun's been on his own for a little bit, and he starts to dream a new coming together with Earth, and that's what this is about. Now with sun resting and earth involved with her new moon, sky gets lonesome, sharing colors with himself. Soon he tires of waiting for company. And he eventually falls asleep. Sky dreams of a new form of love, a new way of loving. It is liquid, liquid light. It flows between him and earth, gracefully, the rhythm unbroken. Strong with a song and a destiny of its own. Thank you.
rivers flow from the sky. One river flow, river wide. Turtle broken back, hear her cry. Oh, rivers flow from the sky. From the sky. From the sky. Oh, rivers flow to the sun. One river flow, river one. Children, don't forget what we've done. Oh, rivers flow to the sun. To the sun. To the sun. We have grown to touch the sun. We have looked into the eye of God. We
Fox Lumina at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is there a website where people can learn more about your music and also about the story?
Absolutely. www.voxlumina.com.
That's easy enough.
Yeah, or .org too, which is even easier.
Yeah, you got your bases covered. Yes, that's a good thing to do. It's really fun to listen to you play. In fact, it's hard not to get lost in the music, which is a nice feeling. Eric, you're really an accomplished player. I can't imagine what this would be like without you as part of it. It's really an integral kind of work, and I'm trying to imagine what it's like with the other musicians. And one way you can quench your thirst for that would be to learn more about the CD or to visit the website or a performance. Is there anything coming up soon?
Actually, we don't have a performance lined up. We're kind of working on that now, but they'll be posted on the website. And right now, just getting the CDs out, because what we like people to do actually is to come with their CD, and inside the CD there's the whole story. The whole Song of Light is told with beautiful photos that were taken by another artist who happens to be my son. His name's Quinn Glubicki, and he's a really amazing photographer, and he's taken the photos that tell the Song of Light. So it's really great to actually have in your hand, and I highly recommend, you know, as you said at the very beginning, this is, you know, this is a sit down, like take 45 minutes out of your day and, you know, read the story to yourself or to somebody that you love, snuggle close and look at the photos and, you know, hear the music that unfolds and really get a sense of what the message is and, you know, close your eyes, use your imagination when the music is playing and really, you know, relate to it as it is.
Well, thank you both for being here. And Vox Illumina is going to close out with one more segment. And it's fun to watch them negotiate what it will be. They've made a decision. It's good to do that because that way you're playing the same thing or doing the same thing.
Okay, we're going to. Okay. Yeah, we'll do one more.
Actually, it's got to be hard to excerpt.
Well, there's one that I was going to do that's just me. And then there's one that we can do together. So, and we're having a hard time deciding.
if it helps, we probably have like 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
We're really tight.
Okay. Let's do that one. Okay. Everything changes, stays the same. A river, she come now, she wash away the pain. And mama, she love me, say my name, it changes. But it always stays the same. But it always stays the same. Going to the garden, gonna lay me down. Don't you know, no, 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 I'm gonna kiss that, gonna kiss that ground. And mama gonna hold me, gonna spin me round and round and round and round and round. Spin me around and round and round and round and round and round and round. Lay me down, lay me down, lay me down, Lord, in that sweet, sweet, that sweet, sweet, that sweet, sweet ground. That sweet, sweet ground. River, 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 I am the river, I am the river, I am the river, I am the river, I am. I am the river, I am the river, I am the river, I am the river, I am. I am, I am everything.
changes.
Thanks to Vox Lumina, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and all of our other guests today, including Hope Academy. Join us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.